Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Tiptree Inc., also known by its ticker, TIPT. If you're looking to build wealth through smart, long-term investments, you're in the right place. Today we're diving deep into Tiptree Inc., a company that might not be a household name for everyone, so let's get a quick lay of the land before we unpack the good, the bad, and the potential. Stick with me as we break down what makes this stock tick and whether it's worth a spot in your portfolio. First off, let's talk about who Tiptree Inc. is. Based in the United States, Tiptree operates as a holding company with a focus on specialty insurance, asset management, and other financial services. They're playing in the financial sector, specifically within the insurance industry, managing a diverse portfolio of businesses. Think of them as a niche player with a knack for finding value in less crowded corners of the market. With a solid employee base, and a clear focus on generating returns through strategic investments, they've carved out a unique space. But how are they performing, and what's the buzz around them? Let's set the stage. Looking at recent performance, Tiptree has shown some interesting moves across various timeframes. Over the past year, their stock has had its ups and downs, but I'll let you in on a little context. Short-term trends suggest a mixed bag, with some volatility in the weekly and monthly numbers. Compared to the broader industry, they're holding their own, though not necessarily leading the pack. On the news front, there hasn't been a major headline that's rocked the boat recently, but whispers from their latest earnings call for Q3 2024 give us plenty to chew on. They've reported robust financials with strong growth in key areas, and management seems confident about their strategic direction. So, with that in mind, let's dive into the meat of this analysis and see what's driving Tiptree Inc. forward and what might hold them back. Strengths, solid financial performance. Let's kick things off with the good stuff. Tiptree's latest earnings call for Q3 2024 highlighted some impressive financial results. Revenue and net income are trending positively, showing they've got the operational muscle to grow. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are looking healthy, which tells me they're not just bringing in money, but keeping a good chunk of it. Strong return metrics. Digging into their numbers, Tiptree's return on equity and return on invested capital are solid. This means they're efficiently using shareholder money and capital to generate profits, a big green flag for long-term investors like us who want to see sustainable growth. Positive free cash flow. Another feather in their cap is their free cash flow yield. They're generating cash after covering capital expenditures, which gives them flexibility to reinvest, pay down debt, or even reward shareholders with dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield isn't jaw-dropping, but it's a nice bonus for income-focused investors. Diversified business model. Tiptree isn't a one-trick pony. Their mix of specialty insurance and asset management spreads risk across different revenue streams. If one segment hits a rough patch, others can pick up the slack, which is a smart setup for stability in the often turbulent financial sector. Weaknesses. Debt levels raise eyebrows. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Tiptree's debt-to-equity ratio is a bit on the higher side. While they're managing it for now, a heavy debt load can be a drag if interest rates climb or if cash flow takes a hit. It's something to keep an eye on, especially for us long-term folks who hate surprises. Valuation metrics not cheap. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, Tiptree isn't exactly a bargain right now. The forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, suggests the stock might be priced at a premium compared to expected earnings growth. If growth slows, the stock could face downward pressure, so we need to weigh this carefully. Mixed short-term performance. While I'm not here to obsess over day-to-day price swings, their short-term performance has been a bit choppy. Weekly and monthly returns show inconsistency, which might spook some investors. For us long-term players, it's not a deal-breaker, but it signals potential volatility ahead. Limited market buzz. Unlike some flashy names in the financial space, Tiptree doesn't get a ton of media spotlight. That lack of visibility can sometimes mean slower momentum in stock price, even when fundamentals are strong. It's not a fatal flaw, but it's a hurdle. Opportunities. Growth in specialty insurance. Let's talk upside. Tiptree is well positioned in the specialty insurance space, which is a growing niche. As businesses and individuals seek tailored coverage, Tiptree could capture more market share. Their recent earnings call mentioned optimism about expanding in this area, and I'm inclined to believe they've got the expertise to pull it off. Strategic acquisitions. Management hinted at a focus on acquisitions during the Q3 call, and with decent cash flow, they've got the ammo to make strategic buys. If they snag undervalued assets or complementary businesses, it could turbocharge growth. That's the kind of move that gets me excited as an investor. The broader financial sector, especially insurance, is seeing some positive trends. While Tiptree isn't always outperforming industry averages, they're riding the same wave. If they can capitalize on digital transformation or other innovations, there's room to stand out. Potential for dividend growth. With steady cash flow, there's an opportunity for Tiptree to bump up that dividend over time. For those of us building passive income streams, even a modest increase could make this stock more attractive in the long haul. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Here's where things get dicey. The financial sector, especially insurance, can take a hit during economic downturns. If we see a recession or tighter consumer spending, Tiptree's revenue could feel the pinch. Management acknowledged broader economic risks in their earnings call, and it's a valid concern. Rising interest rates. With their debt levels, any spike in interest rates could increase borrowing costs. That's a double whammy if paired with slower growth. It's not an immediate threat, but something to monitor as central banks adjust policies. Competitive pressure. The insurance and asset management spaces are crowded with big players and nimble upstarts. Tiptree needs to keep innovating to avoid losing ground. If competitors undercut on pricing or outpace them on tech, it could erode margins. Regulatory. Operating in financial services means dealing with a maze of regulations. Any changes in policy or compliance costs could weigh on profitability. It's a constant shadow over companies like Tiptree, and one we can't ignore as investors. So, where does this leave us with Tiptree Inc.? Wrapping it all up, I see a company with a lot of promise, but some real challenges to navigate. Their financials are strong, and they've got a diversified model that offers stability, which is music to the ears of long-term investors. The growth potential in specialty insurance and possible acquisitions could be game changers if executed well. However, that debt load and economic sensitivity are nagging concerns, stuff that could trip them up if the market turns sour. Valuation-wise, it's not a screaming buy at current levels, so timing your entry point will be key. For us wealth builders, Tiptree might be worth a closer look if you're comfortable with a bit of risk and believe in their growth story. Keep an eye on how they manage debt and whether they deliver on those strategic moves management is talking about. As always, don't just take my word for it. Dig into the numbers yourself and see if it fits your portfolio strategy. If you enjoyed this deep dive, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Let's keep building wealth together. Drop your thoughts on Tiptree in the comments, and I'll catch you in the next one.